This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster.
It's time for our weekly state news roundup. Today, we look at the week's recent meetings between some Native American leaders from Wisconsin and the EPA about a state iron ore mine and an update on court rulings about same-sex marriage coming up.
Michael Leland joins us now. He's WPR's news director. Michael, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, the dust hasn't yet settled from Wisconsin's primary elections. Can you get us up to speed on the races that are still up in the air?
Yeah, the canvassing is pretty much done. Well, it is done. The 6th Congressional District, there was a Republican primary. This is to replace retiring Tom Petri. Glenn Grothman appears to have won this race. He has a 219-vote lead over Joe Lipum. Dewey Strobel and Tom Dino finished further back. Now, the question is there going to be a recount? Well, we don't know yet because there aren't any automatic recounts in these races. Lipum would have to request one, and he has until 5 o'clock Monday afternoon to do that. He said that he's going to think about it for a few days, talk to his staffers, and decide how to move forward. Either way, the winner will face Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris for the right to replace Congressman Petri.
And what's the outlook in the general election for that race? Is the winner of the Republican primary a favorite for the general election, or will it be a tough battle?
It's kind of hard to say. Of course, Tom Petri is a Republican, so this is a district that has gone Republican for the past many elections. But that's why they have elections. We'll find out on Election Day. But I would say that the Republican is likely to be a favorite in that race.
And there were some close races on the state level, too. What's going on there?
Yeah, there is one recount that is underway already. That's in the 87th Assembly District in Northwest Wisconsin, where James Edming leads Michael Bubb by 17 votes after the official canvassing. Bubb did ask for a recount, and that's being done. They have 13 days to complete that. And then there's another race in the state Senate district, the Democratic primary, 17th District. That's in Southwest Wisconsin. Ernie Whitwer leads Pat Bomhack by 7 votes. Bomhack is expected to ask for a recount, and that would, if that happens, again, the request has to be in by Monday afternoon. That would likely start next week.
And how long might it take before we get a final word on that?
They have 13 days to complete a recount, so less than that, most likely.
Well, meanwhile, the UW system is asking for $95 million for a new initiative. First of all, how politically touchy is it to ask for such a large sum of money at this time?
Well, it really depends. I mean, ordinarily, you would expect to hear, people saying, how dare the university ask for this extra money at a time when budgets are tight. Haven't heard so much of that so far. But yeah, the university is asking for $95 million over the next two-year budget cycle, above what its usual outlay from the state would be. And this is coming at a time when the governor has told state agencies not to expect any increases in the next budget. But the UW says this money is for an important initiative that would help the state in the long run. And a little bit about it, it's called the Talent Development Initiative. Some of the money that President Ray Cross is asking for would be used for programs that would help grow businesses in the state and help faculty members or student entrepreneurs. Some of it would be used to get more high school students to take college credits, college courses early, and also cover the increasing enrollment for the system's Flex Option program. And that's a program that allows adults to earn credits with real-life experiences and by taking exams.
And what can we expect from the state? Do you think that the governor will go for this?
Hard to say. This will all be taken up in the next budget cycle. President Cross says this request isn't coming as a surprise to the governor or Republicans in the legislature. He says he's been meeting with people in the governor's office and with key legislators to talk about this, let them know it's coming, let them know why he feels it's important. A spokeswoman for the governor's office said yesterday that the administration would consider this request, just like it does requests from other agencies in the state. And really, there's been no big reaction as of yet from any members of the legislature. So, we'll see what happens after January.
And I imagine the system president also anticipates that the state will reap a lot of benefits, too, in the long term by investing in something like this. By the way, we did talk to Ray Cross earlier this afternoon, and if you missed that interview, you can listen to it back at WPR.org/centraltime. Let's move on to some recent meetings this week between some Native American leaders and the EPA. What was the purpose of the meetings?
Yeah, this is part of a series of meetings that's held a couple times a year. In the EPA's Midwest representatives discuss a variety of matters with Native American leaders from Wisconsin and a number of surrounding states. Five Wisconsin tribes sent representatives to the meetings, which were in Traverse City, Michigan this week. Now, they weren't open to the public. They weren't open to the media, so we don't know everything that happened in the meetings. But WPR's Chuck Quernbach was on hand. He was sitting out in the hall while these meetings were going on and ready to talk to people as they come out. A number of tribal representatives agreed to speak with Chuck, and he reported back that one of the key issues discussed was making sure that the federal government does all it can to protect air, land, and water, and that the EPA works with other agencies in that effort.
Are there other issues on the table?
Yeah, of course. The big proposed iron ore mine in the Pinoki Hills in far northern Wisconsin was part of the discussion. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Chairman Mike Wiggins said that he asked the EPA to use part of the Clean Water Act to potentially stop that proposed mine, and he says it won't be the last time that he makes that request.
Well, and it sounds like there were some other general environmental issues on the radar as well.
Sure. The tribes would like the EPA to do more to fight climate change. They're worried that increasing global temperatures are going to hurt several resources that they depend on, things like wild rice beds and fish spawning areas.
Lots to keep an eye on, and I'm sure we'll be following up on that on the show as well. Lastly, you're looking ahead at Wisconsin's recent rulings on same-sex marriage. What's happening next week?
Right. It's going to be heard in court on Tuesday. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is going to hear about the constitutionality of Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage. This is one that's been in effect since 2006. The state's had a constitutional amendment in place defining marriage as being between a man and a woman. In June, federal judge Barbara Crabb said that ban was unconstitutional. And for about a week, as you remember, most Wisconsin counties were issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. I think about 500 were issued or so. That's before the state attorney general, J.B. Van Hollen, appealed the ruling, and the judge put a stay on her order, basically shutting off the tap of marriage licenses for now anyway.
And the testimony is being given in a Chicago court. Is the court zooming in on Wisconsin, or are there similar cases being heard?
It's a three-judge panel. It'll hear arguments about Wisconsin's ban. It's also considering a similar ban in Indiana. So they're folding those two cases together in part to expedite this issue because a lot of the arguments and questions are the same. So those two cases have been combined in court and will be heard by the panel on Tuesday.
And we'll see more activists outside the court as well. This is a huge issue this year in Wisconsin and the country.
Yes, supporters of same-sex marriage are doing a bus tour between Wisconsin and Chicago. They're planning several news conferences along the way. They'll talk about their position. They're planning a rally in downtown Chicago Monday evening. That's the night before the court hearing. And WPR Sean Johnson will be in Chicago for the hearings, and we'll be looking forward to his reports.
Yeah. Well, what else is on the radar for next week? What can we look forward to from the news department?
You'll have to listen to be sure. It's a secret.
Michael Leland, he always knows how to keep us hooked. Michael, thanks for being with us this week.
Have a great weekend.
Michael Leland is our news director here at WPR.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.